Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 459 of our classic podcast, and today we go to July of 2000 for Chris Norton. You know Chris. He is our sometime telemarketer from Hermosa Beach, wannabe adult film producer and actor, and he's on the program here to talk to us about Hotwear. It's a new line of clothing designed to make it easy for women to get undressed quicker, because that slow striptease thing that was in 9.5 weeks, forget it. Guys are not into that. Just get the clothes off, baby. Anyway, that's Chris, and we'll hear from him today here on episode 459 of our classic podcast. In just a second, I'm going to talk about fashion and the people who have actually thrown their hat into the ring. Chris Norton of Hermosa Beach is a young marketing executive who is throwing his hat into the fashion ring. He's developed a line of clothing that helps women get undressed quicker. And let's get Chris on the line here to talk about this from his office in Hermosa Beach. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Phil. How are you?
Real good. So this line of clothing came about, and this is designed to help women get their clothes off faster. How?
Well, first of all, it's summertime in Southern California, and for all your listeners across the United States, I just want to say it's beautiful to be talking to people in America in the summer of great times in America, but there's no place to be like California in the summertime. And I think more or less, Phil, that women need to be educated that men are not interested in seeing, you know, these striptease acts that we've been seeing for a lot of the years. We've all seen 9.5.
Are you talking about sexually?
Yeah, I think in the intimate relations between women and men, women have all believed, I guess, and maybe they were led to believe by men, that what we wanted to see was a slow kind of striptease act, that we wanted to see women slowly remove their clothes like in 9.5 weeks. And yeah, I got to tell you something. I think it's time to sort of disabuse women of that notion that what men want is, we know that the women want it, and that we want it too. And
well, what do you mean? So that women have, in the past, in our intimate lives, in our intimate behavior with our wives and girlfriends, we've what? There's been, I have to say, I've been married 3 years. Nobody's ever done a strip tease for me, but
what I'm saying is, there is an attitude that's slowly removing the clothes, you know. And that women, a lot of women...
Well, this is something women will do for their boyfriends and for their husbands?
Yeah. I think a lot of women think that their husbands and their boyfriends dig it, you know. They dig watching them slowly take their clothes off or whatever. And, I mean, we've been watching them do their little strip act, and I think it's time for us to tell them that what you got, basically, they got better down at Jumbo's or Deja Vu or Spearmint Rhino or something. I mean... It's not that...
Well, isn't that a little bit of a put-down on women and their looks?
Well, I mean...
When you're saying, what you got, honey, they got better down at Spearmint Rhino or Deja Vu, kind of tells a woman she doesn't look that good, doesn't it?
No, because, I mean, we're talking about the women that we, you know, that I guess supposedly you love or that you care about, or I guess she looks better if you love her or something, right?
I'm sorry?
Well, that's the thinking, right? That a woman...
Yeah, a woman is beautiful when you love her, right. But, I mean, what you're saying is...
What I'm saying is, I think we need to educate women that their little strip shows, you know, it's over, okay?
And all right, so what do you got? You've got Hotwear. Now, I've got a...
We have Hotwear.
Okay, I've got a brochure, Chris Norton's Hotwear, a line of clothing that helps women get undressed quicker when they meet a hot guy at a club or an evening out.
Right, Phil. I think women that are doing the sexy striptease, and I think... women really need to get the message that men don't want a slow striptease. They want to get busy, and they want it hot, and they want it now. The year 2000, Phil, is the year that women are going to be liberated enough to say they want it, and they want it now. I'm very sensitive to the needs of women, because through my many dealings with women, I realize they want to get down to it just as fast as men's do. But society has put negative stigma on dressing sexy. That's why we have come out with Hotwear.
Chris, are you reading a press release here?
I've got some notes, if that's okay.
Okay, I didn't know whether you were reading something. Go ahead.
That's why we've come out with Hotwear. With Hotwear, a woman can get naked quickly, much quicker than now. The Hotwear catalog has, and I think we sent you one, Phil.
All right, what I'm looking at here, tight skirts. It's impossible to wear under. It's impossible to wear anything underneath this skirt.
Yeah, this is called our bun hugger. This is a very standard bun hugger skirt. It is so tight you can't get nothing on underneath it. So it's perfect for a woman that want to look hot, and also she doesn't have to have no underwear to take off underneath it because you couldn't possibly get.
And I'm wondering. I'm looking at this thing. How? What would happen if a woman actually tried to put underwear on and then put this skirt over it?
She'd never get the skirt. Would split. It would literally split because that's a latex rubber combination. And so she'd never even have.
So you guarantee a woman can't possibly wear underwear with this skirt?
That's our guarantee from me to you. And also you'd see panty lines, which are not sexy at all. We have a line of Velcro breakaway capri pants. We also have Velcro breakaway halter tops. We have a complete line of Velcro breakaway business suits for women.
And all right, now that's interesting, business suits.
Yeah, it really is. What we've been able to determine in our marketing research is that a lot of women who are out in the workforce, there are more women in the workforce today than ever before, Phil. Women have broken through the glass ceiling, and a lot of them are out in the workplace, and they may go into a place of business, and they may meet a man who they want to do a sales seminar for, or they want to sit down and talk business, and they may get really hot for the guy. And they may want to do it right there on the top of a conference table. So what we've designed are Velcro breakaway business suits.
Do you think there's a need for this kind of thing, Chris? I mean, Velcro breakaway business suits?
I think you'd be surprised to know there's a lot of women who want it, even in the middle of the daytime when they're out, you know, doing business. And just in case the sassy lawyer chick takes the mail boy in the broom closet or something. I mean, I'm kidding, you know, but I mean, you never know, you know. I mean, that's probably the male boy's dream, you know. But I think a lot of the great things about women in business suits is they all look demure and polite at work with the glasses and whatnot. But underneath that, they can be very whore-like, and I think that's very sassy for a guy who's working in the office, whether it's the mail room or whether you clean up in the bathroom or whatever, and a chick lawyer comes in, you know.
A chick lawyer comes in. All right. Then you have...
I mean, it's not for everybody, but it's definitely something that we think a large portion of the marketplace will be interested in.
All right. Now you have Velcro breakaway maternity dresses, and...
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many guys find that hot. I mean, believe it or not, there are some guys, not a lot of them, but there are some guys who find pregnant women actually attractive, and it's... It blows my mind, but I mean, I can't believe it, but...
Well, I can see how some guys would find pregnant women attractive. It's a very beautiful, well, you know, I can't describe it. If you don't know what it's, if you don't find that attractive, I don't know what to tell you, but there's something very fertile, there's something sexual about fertility, about being fertile, and I think that's probably what it is.
Well, I mean, I do know, because I've been single for a long time, so I've had pregnant women come on to me, that the hormones are flowing in the women's like crazy when they have a kid. I mean, when they have one in the oven, but they're not ready to have it. Also, we have Velcro breakaway brassieres that close in front. We have panties so you don't have to wear, we got pasties so you don't have to wear a bra.
What about panties? You just mentioned those?
Well, I mean, what's the point, you know? But if you have to wear panties, we do have a line of crotchless panties.
All right, we're talking to Chris Norton here. His group, his company is called Hotwear, and essentially the thinking being that women are more liberated today, so they don't have to do the slow striptease. They want to get their clothes off fast. Hotwear is a line of clothing designed to help women get undressed quicker. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. That's 1-800-449-8686. I asked you about underwear, and you said, what's the point?
Yeah, I mean, because we do have, I don't see the point for having no panties on, I mean, because that just slows you down. But we do have the crotchless panties. It's basically a band around your waist because it's assless as well as crotchless. Women need to reach the point now as well as men that the lie of slow arousal has been exposed. And no one cares anymore about that. We don't, I don't think we're interested in that no more. And I go down to the Rusty Pelican all the time, and the women's are all kind of confused. They're there to get picked up, and they know they want it, But why else would you go there unless you wanted it? And yet they're all dressed like Amish women, you know. So I think that men have biological needs, and you know, that's the whole...
But we don't need the slow striptease, you're saying?
No, because men do have the biological needs. And when I go down to the Rusty Pelican all the time, and the women's are down there because they want it.
But what do you mean women are dressed like Amish? I mean...
Well, there's a lot of women are covered up too much. And I'm just saying that this new breakaway clothing helps women get out of their clothes faster and get down to it with men, what they find attractive.
All right, Chris Norton with us. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. His company is called Hotwear, a line of clothing to help women get out of their clothes faster. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. It's Phil Hendry's show. Show 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton is the owner of a small business called Hotwear, and it's basically about women getting undressed quickly so that they can have sex and they don't have to be slaves to the striptease. You say that in your brochure. What do you mean by slaves to the striptease, Chris?
That's something that's kind of a favorite phrase of mine, because I think women's have felt like they got to do a slow arousal dance for their men, that they got to wear lingerie or they got to wear slow clothes to take off slow, and they think that arouses their men. And I'm telling them that they don't have to be slaves to that whole arousal thing no more, because men want to have it and women want to have it, and why not just be honest enough with each other to say that we want to have it.
You know, that we want to have it, yeah.
That we want to get it. And so with Hotwear, you can get your clothes off fast. You can do it when you want to do it. And you can enjoy the liberation of doing it without having to fool around with taking your clothes off. Taking your clothes off, and the statistics will show that it probably adds a good 30 minutes. I mean, not 30 minutes. It probably adds a good 3 or 4 minutes to the whole... you know, getting down to it and having sex.
It just doesn't seem to me, and I could be very wrong, that a lot of people worry about those 3 or 4 minutes. You know what?
Yeah, they do, Phil. They do.
Because you guys have done that research?
We have, and it's like the extra 3 or 4 minutes is something that they don't want to have to be involved in.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Albany on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I called earlier. I was listening to the radio. And just thinking that whatever these products are that he's selling can be used to effectively help troubled marriages at the same time, if they're marketed correctly.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. And I'm not so sure people are worried about the 3 or 4 minutes, because part of the intimacy is the arousal stage as well.
Well, that's wrong, because most people don't want to have to wait for that. Most guys don't.
I don't know
where
you did your marketing study, but it sounds to me like you did on a bunch of 16 to 18-year-olds.
No, I did it with men. And we found out that most men don't want to have to wait for it. Women do the whole striptease thing because that's a holdover from them being a good girl. Okay, but most women want it too. I mean, are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then you know probably most of the time you want to have it, you know. You don't want to have to wait for your wife to take her clothes off.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think the arousal stage leads to more intimacy, a greater experience than, rip it off and
gay?
Let the animal.
You don't think that sounds gay?
Pardon?
You don't think that sounds gay?
I think it sounds gay?
Yeah, I mean, waiting for intimacy and all that stuff.
I don't think it sounds gay.
Well, don't you think
I think it sounds an appreciation for the woman.
What do you mean it sounds gay?
Well, I mean, all this stuff about... intimacy and ever. I mean, I'm just talking about wanting to have it.
Well, you're painting people as animalistic, and I don't think people are animalistic. I think people have an appreciation for each other.
I think a lot of women want to have it, and they've been too afraid to say, just give it to me, because they're not allowed to. And now with Hotwear, you can tear a woman's clothes off, you know.
With her consent?
I'm sorry?
With her consent?
Right.
Yeah, obviously.
Good idea.
With her, Yeah, obviously with her consent. But, I mean, you can get her clothes off and you don't have to do some gay-ass, you know, intimacy thing or...
Well, you know...
You know what I'm saying, man?
You sound more like a chauvinist than most people I've ever talked to. Yeah, let's
get down
and do it and
like
be the caveman.
Like a chauvinist.
You know?
People are not animalistic. When's the last time you went to a bar?
That's what you're saying.
When's the last time you went to a bar? I mean, people are like, the women in there that I know, they want to get down to it. And they all come in dressed like they're in the Amish religion. And
a lot of them have probably just come from work. A lot of them have probably just come from jobs where they're not dressed in flimsy, you know, negligees or anything like that.
Well, I just want to warn the caller not to be too hooked on this intimacy baloney, because most women just, otherwise they're going to think you're gay and stuff. You want to have it. Yeah, you want to have it.
You know,
women
want to
have it.
If you live long enough, here's something that you find out, that women do appreciate some intimacy.
It's very true.
Feeling for their
But sometimes there's probably a time and a place. Thank you for your call, sir. A time and a place.
Not a time and a place, whatever, man. I'm talking about when you want to have it, you know. And
yeah, like that's why you've got tearaway business suits for women, so they want to get it on with a mailroom clerk. Here is...
Sometimes they do.
Okay, sometimes they do. I don't know whether I'd hang my hat on a whole business. Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing? I just came upon
If women goes to a bar, she wants it fast and hard. Our clothes help women achieve this, that's all.
Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
I'm one of eight girls in a family of 10, and I can hear it. Why is he breathing like that?
What?
I don't know. Intimacy, it's very important, and I mean, a lot of times. I guess you're talking mostly about the minority of, you know, those...
No, I'm talking about women. I'm talking about women who are interested in having sex and not just being good little girls and trying to pretend like they're Kim Basinger in 9.5 weeks. You know. Let's just call a spade a spade. Because while you're doing your striptease, while you're doing your striptease, I hate to tell you this, but he can go down to Jumbo's Clown Room or Deja Vu and see it a lot from a lot better looking woman. Okay. What we're talking about is...
Well, you said that you didn't want to insult anybody's looks, and...
Well, I'm not trying to insult anyone's looks, but women, like this lady or whoever, doing a striptease for a boyfriend, he's probably sitting there going, I saw this at Deja Vu, you know, last week, and
no,
she's a lot better looking.
Besides any looking or whatever's going on, I mean, women most of the time need to have that foreplay and...
Women think they do, but they've
no, but
women,
there's been times when, you know, you can get right at it, but...
No, women think they do, but they've just been watching the June Cleaver show. Yeah, seriously, man. And that's a myth. That's a myth about women wanting it. That what women really want, though, is to get it.
Yeah, you keep saying women want to get it and to have it, and I'm not sure. They want to get down and have sex.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And
so you developed a whole line of tearaway, breakaway clothing so they can get to it faster. Laguna Niguel on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I got to tell you, this man's name is appropriately Norton. Like
women
Norton.
Face it. If you're not a stripper, you don't look good taking your clothes off slowly, okay? If you're not a stripper, that's all.
Will you shut your mouth? You've been out for
10
minutes.
No, I'm just saying, if you're not a stripper, you don't look good taking your clothes off.
What do you mean, if you're not a stripper, you don't look good taking your clothes off? My wife looks pretty good taking her clothes off.
Yeah, but she's not a pro.
You know something? This guy knows from going to bars and hanging out. He can't speak on behalf of women. He doesn't
even
know how to say women. He says women's.
Women's women don't know about the intimacy.
You don't know about women.
Well, what do you know about it? What do you know about it?
I are one, stupid.
Yeah, well, you'll have to spend more time convincing me of that.
this man is so funny. I have a friend who legitimately has a multi-million dollar.
You know what you need to do is buy some of Chris Norton's hotware, okay? And have some guy.
Are you crazy?
Have you ever had a guy tear your clothes off? Have you ever had a guy tear your clothes off?
You know something? I don't want any schmuck my clothes off.
I didn't say any schmuck. I said a guy you care about. You ever had him tear your clothes off?
If I have a guy I care about, I can get undressed for him. He can
there you go
me.
With your boring striptease. Don't you know oh, man. He don't want to see...
On
look, he doesn't want to see you shed your burlap sack, okay?
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. How are you? With me this afternoon, starting our program off, is Chris Norton, the young owner. Chris, I want to find out from you, first of all, how old are you? And I understand you're a telemarketer?
Yes, sir. I'm 28 years old, and I did some telemarketing for a pharmaceutical company in Hermosa Beach.
And what gave you the idea for a line of women's clothing that they could tear off of themselves, or their boyfriends or husbands could tear off of them really fast?
Just because I go to the Rusty Pelican down at Hermosa Beach, I see a lot of really hot-looking women, you know, that I'm really attracted to. And, you know, I've been in a lot of relationships with women, and a lot of them want to do a slow strip tease for you. And I've sat there twirling my car keys and, you know, chewing gum and checking my watch and reading the TV guide while they're trying to, you know, get their clothes off, and they think it's sexy. Okay?
So, in other words, the women that have done strip teases for you, they've been boring?
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you find yourself going into the refrigerator to look for a beer while she's taking her clothes off, what I decided to say to do is to come up with hot wear, which is something that women could strip off fast. Let's get to it. Get down, have sass, and you can get back to the Rusty Pelican or whatever your bar, your favorite bar is, for another round before it closes, is all I was saying. And that's, I think a lot of people misunderstand. They think that I don't have no morals or nothing. That's, I care about women's, the ones that I care about.
All right. I mean, I just, so you're 28 years old, and you've got this line of clothing, and I was just curious how successful things have been so far for you. Here is Palmdale on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
First of all, I want to just say, you sound like a joke, and it sounds like the only people that you want to buy your clothes are trashy women. All the women that have called today, you've trashed.
No, I mean, they're calling me.
Oh,
they're calling me low moral. They're saying I don't have no morals.
They're trying to talk over them just like you're doing.
No, but they're saying that I don't have no morals.
Why would telemarketing customers?
Why would I?
Well, hold on for a minute. Let me just jump in. What, Chris? What is the point you're trying to make?
Why would I? The women who called up have called me saying I got no morals. So why would I speak nice to them?
First of all,
go ahead, ma'am.
No isn't a proper English sentence, okay?
Oh, so now it's my English. Okay, so now you want to pick on that.
No, I'm picking on your intelligence in general.
I'm saying that you could have a hotter time with your husband or your boyfriends or whatever you got if you got your clothes off faster and quit trying to be sexy.
According to you?
Of the research that we've done. Of the research that we've done, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Because you're so ignorant and arrogant that there's no woman that's listening to this radio station today.
No,
that
ma'am.
Not only one is going to look at a website, if you even have one, who's going to buy anything that you have. And what is this with the heavy breathing?
I've got a sinus problem. I'm sorry. What I'm saying to you is, while you're doing some slow strip tease, boring your husband to death, you could get your clothes.
How do you know I'm boring my husband to death?
Trust me.
No.
Well, what do you mean?
The kind of women that you're talking about right now that you get turned on by apparently are some cheap barflies who want to just quick do you. You know, I hate to tell you, if you got women that want to treat you like that or treat anybody like that, not only do they not have enough respect for themselves because all apparently they're doing is going out in a bar to get laid by you, Mr. King. You know, I don't know where you're coming up with
I'm saying that women have to face it. Unless you work at Porky's Clown Room, you don't look good doing a strip tease, okay? And so, baby,
face the fact. You know, like Porky's Palm Room or Deja Vu and stuff like that.
Face the fact.
Like to do striptease like that, but I got to tell you, all right? They're not great looking.
Hey,
underneath
I gotta
the
say
firelight,
something.
They can look fantastic. Bring them out in the light of day, honey. That's like you never see strippers out at noontime
in
a grocery store.
Well, what do you look like in a harsh light? You know?
I look fantastic.
Yeah, okay.
And you know what?
Well, you know something? That's fine. If your boyfriend thinks that you look good, then all the better for him. Okay, then all the best. If you look great,
you know what? You got to call this guy. This guy's an idiot.
if you look great, all the better reason for you to get your clothes off fast and not bore him with your little strip act or whatever. Get those clothes off and get your legs in the air.
Okay,
what we're talking about are guys who are...
Oh, man.
You have a very good idea for product, okay?
Yeah,
but what I'm telling you is the way that you're marketing it and the way you're talking to women today, okay, is
they've called me stupid. They've called me immoral.
You need to take a class in marketing.
No, they called me immoral.
That's not how you market a product.
Okay, here's my point. If I have a pair of Velcro breakaway capri pants, you would not be interested in that?
Not the way you market. Absolutely not.
What about a Velcro breakaway business suit?
I wouldn't
be interested
in anything that you're trying to sell. Because
women,
you know what it sounds like to me?
Unless
it
you
sounds
have a,
like to me like you're selling for just striptease artists in general.
No,
okay? You're
that's the whole point.
Woman out there.
No, that's the whole,
not the whole point. You keep talking about, well, you go to a bar, and the last woman caller that called in, you were putting her down tremendously.
No,
okay?
I'm saying unless you got a pole to dance around in your bedroom, you better have some Velcro clothing. Okay? Because women love to show off their underneath their
How
panties by sitting on bars.
Women like to show off?
Because I'm very, I've been around
a
lot of women. And
that's a good question.
Okay.
All right.
See what I'm saying, Mr. Henry? Every woman is called in to insult me.
All right, hold on. I want to ask a question here. Because the lady's question is valid. How do you know what women want?
Because I am very good looking. I've been around a lot of women. I am very good looking, and I've been around a lot of women. Okay.
A lot of trashy women. It sounds like the way they're
well,
coming off.
Well, men have biological needs, and if you got your husband sitting there with balls getting bluer than Bozo's nose because you want to do, man, I don't get
it. That's a joke, Paul. I can't believe that you got this guy on the air. Okay.
Yeah, Paul.
Not only is he terribly insulting to men, period. Okay.
You know, you haven't asked me yet, Chris. I have a wife, and my wife is beautiful, and I can wait for her to get her clothes off.
For how long?
Not very long, but I can...
See? Even the host knows what I'm talking about, but he's trying to be polite to you because you don't have that fire pole in your bedroom yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, thanks a lot for your...
I gotta tell you, a lot of marriages and relationships survived without fire poles in the damn bedroom.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Yeah, which ones?
Okay, thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686, Santa Rosa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Hey, so I want to ask Chris,
Chris,
how do you know what women want when your research was only done on men?
No, I did research on women, too. That lady would not let me get an answer out. I have done research on single men and women ages 25 to 44 and on married men and women ages 25 to 44 over a six-month period of time. What I found out was that the men want the women to just cool it with the Kim Basinger 9.5 weeks, get out of your clothes, get on your back, and let's go. Okay.
And what do the women want?
And the women are sitting there thinking, well, my man wants me to do some strip act, and I'm here to tell you, no, we don't.
Well, not all guys.
What?
It sounds like the two of them have a communication problem.
You got that right, and I'm here to tell you what's up.
Yeah, but it seems pretty one-sided on the male's part. You know,
well,
women,
you know,
like
what? Read it and weep. Read it and weep, baby. I didn't make this world, you know. I didn't make this world.
The women like a little bit more intimacy. It might take a little bit longer to, you know, to get around.
The women want to sit there and do their, you know, their Gypsy Rose Lee act. And the guys are sitting there checking their watches, okay?
Yeah, well, they both have different biological needs and actually biological clocks, and things function a little bit differently.
Well,
so totally one-sided.
When a guy gets home from work, I think the least he can do for him is get down to it. You know, remember that disco song?
I mean, it might not feel good to the woman, so what?
It will feel good. It will feel good to you if you give it a shot.
Well, obviously, you're not a woman, and you've never been penetrated.
You've never tried it.
The woman's not lubricated.
You've never tried it.
Are you kidding me?
You get home, and in 5 minutes, you better be lubricated.
Okay, yeah, but
oh,
totally
man.
Talking.
What do you mean
you're not? You're talking on the men's side.
Oh, yeah, you're not lubricated. Well, get lubricated, honey.
You know something, it's very, very insensitive.
I'm not talking about insensitive, okay? I'm talking about what we need as men. And this
right,
lady,
but
she don't
about
know it, okay?
What women need, you don't seem to care.
No, I just got done telling you, this is what women's needs, they don't know it. And I'm telling them.
So now you
there was an old
woman,
disco song.
I think you're totally out there.
Do you remember the old disco song, Get Down On It?
Right.
Okay.
But the women may not be ready.
Word to the wise. And let me tell you something else. There's a special on Analyze in the back pages of Hustler. If you go to the
okay, man. You're starting to advertise now.
Well, they got it there.
Yeah, and
it's a good price.
So This is all I have to say, so I'm going to hang up now. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you. Okay, a special on...
On Annalise in the back.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, good, good. Congratulations, man. And when you get out of that 7-Eleven, this dude is like calling me from a... I keep hearing the door opening.